Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
After yesterday's storm over Gauteng, prepare for more. There is today a yellow level 2 warning for more severe thunderstorms with hard rain over Gauteng, as well as the Mpumalanga, Highveld, the Bushveld areas of Limpopo and the eastern parts of both the northwest and the Free State. Pretoria and Polokwane up to 25, Joburg 23, Mbombela 24, Emalahleni 22 and Rustenburg a high of 28 degrees.
So unfortunately that accident this morning in Midrand, it was good, now it's not so good anymore. So there's now an hour and 15 minute delay from the Brakfontein interchange, obviously with more people coming through to Pretoria. Rather take the R21 or the R511. Don't take the R55 because there's delays there as well. So just move on a little bit further on the N14 and take the R511 or take the R21 to then link back up to the Johannesburg Zibuklu interchange.
And adding to that, Johannesburg Metro Police say officers have been dispatched to the scene of that crash that involved a truck at New Road, and that's on the N1 South. Metro Police say there's, as of now, no update yet on the accident that happened just before 6 a.m. As you've heard in Felicity's traffic, use alternative routes. And US President Donald Trump has ramped up his claims to Greenland, reiterating that the US needs to take control of the Danish island for international security. His deputy, J.D. Vance, is now also on his way to Greenland. Greenland, which is seeking independence from Denmark, holds massive untapped mineral and oil reserves. It's also strategically located between North America and Europe at a time of rising US, Chinese and Russian interest in the Arctic, where sea lanes have opened up because of climate change. I'm Khadija D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
It is a British and Irish Lions tour year, and head coach Andy Farrell says non-international players and players based in France will be considered for selection for the upcoming tour to Australia. He named his coaching team yesterday, which consists of England assistant coach Richard Wigglesworth, the Ireland coaching trio of Simon Easterby, Andrew Goodman and John Fogarty, as well as Scotland forwards coach John Dalziel.
I know we've got the coaches together, I can start talking rugby. We met yesterday for the first time, thoroughly enjoyed getting stuck into it from the get-go.
The British and Irish Lions will play 10 matches in total, starting with a one-off clash against Argentina in Dublin. That's the 20th of June, and it's followed by matches against Aussie sides, the Western Force, Queensland Reds, Waratahs and Brumbies before the first test, which is on the 19th of July in Brisbane. Red Bull have delivered one of the most ruthless driver moves in F1 history, deciding to drop Liam Lawson after just two races. The 23-year-old New Zealander will swap places with Japanese driver Yuki Tsunoda and return to Red Bull second team, the Racing Bulls. That will be from the next race in Japan in a week's time. Red Bull are yet to comment. A 19-year-old Alexandra Iala from the Philippines produced a huge upset at the Miami Open yesterday, defeating world number 2 Iga Swiatek 6-2, 7-5 to reach the semifinals. Iala will face Jessica Pegula in tonight's semifinal after the American outlasted Britain's Emma Raducanu. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jack of Sport.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you. You look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love, huh?
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee, you Santa Monica.